It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Authorities and state media say the death toll from a powerful typhoon Haido in southern China has risen to at least 9. Macau's Government Information Bureau said 5 people were killed and 153 were injured in a gambling enclave. China's official Xinhua news agency said Wednesday another 4 were killed in neighboring province of Guangdong, while one person remains missing. Haito is the most powerful typhoon to hit the area in 53 years, packing winds of up to 160 kilometers per hour on Tuesday. Qatar has restored full diplomatic relations with Iran, ignoring the demands of Arab nations now trying to isolate the energy-rich country to downgrade its ties. Qatar's foreign ministry announced early Thursday that the country's ambassador would return to Tehran. Qatar pulled its ambassador in early 2016 after Saudi Arabia's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric sparked attacks on 2 Saudi diplomatic posts in Iran. Qatar and Iran share a massive offshore natural gas field that requires communication between the two countries. Since the diplomatic dispute with Arab nations began in June, Iran has sent food shipments to Qatar. The BBC says a Thai lawyer has withdrawn a criminal defamation case against a British BBC journalist involving a report on foreigners being defrauded of property. The case against Jonathan Head, the BBC's Southeast Asia correspondent, had begun on Wednesday and has been criticized as an example of how Thailand's harsh criminal defamation laws can be used to intimidate journalists. This is VOA News.